Hello everyone, welcome to Precious Moments, where I talk on books, I talk on movies, in fact I talk on anything talkable. Welcome to this episode of Precious Moments. On this episode, I'll be talking about a book I read. The title of the book is Who Moved My Cheese? The book is by Dr. Spencer Johnson, and the book is on how to adapt to change, how to deal with change in various aspects of our lives, our personal life, our work areas. In fact, in any aspect where change is about to is bound to occur, the book gives us guidelines on how to deal with change. Now, the book is about four characters. Two of the characters are mice. Two of the characters are little people. They were as small as mice. The names of the mice are Sniff and Scurry, and the names of the little people are Hem and Haw. So the story started when these four characters ran through a maze looking for cheese to nourish them. After running and running and running and meeting with several obstacles, they finally got to Cheese Station C. When they got to Cheese Station C, they saw cheese there. They were so happy, they were feeling so fulfilled, and they sat down to enjoy their cheese. So every day they will dress up and they will come to enjoy their cheese. Every day they will leave their house to come to Station C, where their cheese is. Like, they were so happy to the extent that they took cheese and wrote on the wall, "Having cheese makes you happy." Now, these writings on the wall, because there are several writings on the wall, these writings on the wall are what Dr. Spencer Johnson wants us to learn. These are the guidelines he's giving us. So they wrote, "Having cheese makes you happy." Now, it now became like a routine, especially for these little people. They became too comfortable with the fact that they are always meeting cheese in Station C. So they were like, that zeal the first time was not there. They'll just dress up and they'll be slow, they'll go and meet their cheese. And then when they go to the station, they won't inspect, they won't go around. But Snip and Scurry will go around to look at the cheese, they'll go around to inspect the cheese before they settle down to eat. So one day something happened. When they went to the station C, they discovered that their cheese was no longer there. So they were very sad. They were like, "Who moved my cheese?" and all that. They were so sad. But Sniff and Scurry, because they've been inspecting the cheese, they noticed the change. So when they discovered that the cheese was no longer there, instead of sitting down and wailing and crying like the little people, they decided to look for another cheese station. So they went out in the maze again looking for cheese station. Meanwhile, Hem and Haw, they sat down there, like every day they will wake up, they will still come back to that station C where there was no cheese, they will sit there. So one day they realized something. They wrote, "The more important your cheese is to you, the more you want to hold on to it." Like, this cheese had become their source of happiness. It was so important to them, to the extent that they brought their friends safe to come and see the cheese. They brought their friends. They would take some of the cheese for their friends. Like, life was so good, and now no cheese. Like, they were so down. But then they didn't do anything about their situation. They just remained there. Every morning they would come to Station C thinking they would meet cheese. And then one day, Paul now realized that if they should sit like that, nothing is going to happen. They were already getting tired of running. They were already losing their physical strength due to hunger. They no longer had that strength to run through a maze. So Hunan decided that he was going to change. That he was going to go through the maze again to look for another section. So he talked to him. Hem was like, "No, something is going to happen and their cheese will come back." So he left Hem there, and then while he was going, he realized that if you do not change, you can become extinct. This was the writing on the wall, like he wrote this on the wall. After he realized that his bones were already weak, so he could not run fast. He could not run as fast as the first time when they started looking for the cheese. So like, they were already becoming extinct, like they were already going to go dead. he decided that no matter what happens, he's going to look for another cheese station. He was going, he was running and going through the maze. And then his fears, he now realized that one thing that held them back the first time, one thing that held him back, and one thing that is still holding him back from leaving Cheese Station C is fear. They were so afraid that what if they go out into the maze and they don't find cheese? What if, like, they had plenty what if this happened? So Hall now realized that his fear was actually keeping him. So he wrote on the wall that, what would you do if you weren't afraid? And then he now realized again that they were not as wise as the little mice were. These little mice were wise in the sense that they would come and smell the cheese to notice change. And then he now realized that, as for the fact that they were not wise, that was why when they didn't meet the change, they didn't meet the cheese there, it was like a big blow on them. So he wrote again on the wall, smell the cheese often so you know when it is getting old. As he was going through the maze, he would go in several new directions. He would go in several new directions and then he would find bits of cheese there. He would find crumbles and he would pick them and he would eat. And then that was when another writing on the wall again, movement in a new direction helps you find new cheese. That's several directions he went to, although he didn't get cheese to his satisfaction, but he found little pieces of cheese there and they could satisfy him for that time. While he was running through the maze, he discovered that he was becoming very happy. He was feeling good, like there was this excitement, although he had not found cheese, but there was this excitement. He now realized that it's as a result of the fact that he was no longer afraid. Yes, he was no longer afraid of going through the maze or looking for new cheese. He now wrote on the wall again. He stopped to write on the wall. When you stop being afraid, you feel good. And then another thing that was like his driving force was that he was always imagining himself eating new cheese. Like he imagined himself entering a station where he would find all kind of cheese. He would find his favorite kind of cheese. In fact, different kind of cheese, even the ones that he feels he has not tasted, he imagined that he will find it in a cheese station. So this was like a driving force to him. And then he stopped to write the lesson on a wall. Imagining yourself enjoying your new cheese leads you to it. So there was a station he entered and he found cheese. But then it was not up to the quantity he expected because it looked like some people had already been there. So he picked some of the cheese and went back to give his friend Hem, if that would be a motivation for him to come out into the maze and look for another cheese. But when he reached there, he gave Hem the cheese and Hem refused. Hem was like, no, he wants his old cheese back. And he was like, the quicker you let go of old cheese, the sooner you find new cheese. Compared to Sniff and Scurry, Sniff and Scurry had already found cheese in Station N. But then, because they didn't let go of their old cheese on time, because Hall didn't let go of Station C on time, it was taking him longer to find new cheese. And the fact that Hem is refusing to collect cheese from him, he now realized that it's safer to search in the maze than remain in a cheeseless situation. Hem was still in a cheeseless situation. Like he was still there feeling a miracle would happen and his cheese would come. But then it's safer to search in the maze. Like as Hall was searching in the maze, he was getting bits and pieces of cheese. Although these are not what he wants, but at least he had this hope that he was going to get cheese. So finally, he got to Cheese Station N, where Sniff and Scurry were, and he saw different kinds of cheese. Like he saw all kinds of cheese he could ever imagine. The station was full of cheese. He was so happy. He was very, very happy. Like he was so happy. He now wrote two lessons on the wall as a reminder for his friend, in case his friend, that's Hem, decides to leave Cheese Station N. And the first lesson is, when you see that you can find and enjoy new cheese. You change course. Due to his running through the maze and all that, he discovered that he can actually find new cheese. So he changed course. Then the second lesson is noticing small changes early helps you adapt to the bigger changes that are to come. While he found Station N, he made up his mind that he's not going to be too comfortable with Cheese Station N in case any change happened. What Sniff and Scurry did was that when they got to a cheese station, instead of them putting their running shoes on the floor, they tie it around their neck so that it will be easy for them to get it and then start running again. So when he now reached Cheese Station N, he did the same so that when bigger change comes, he would be able to adapt to it. And then when he now the book now summarized the whole lessons of what him learned. And his lessons are: change happens, anticipate change, monitor change, adapt to change quickly, move with change, enjoy change, and then be ready to change quickly and enjoy it again and again. So this is like a summary of the book. But one thing I learned from the book is that change always happens. And as humans, most of us, we are like him. When change happens, maybe in our relationship, in our personal life, in our work life, instead of us moving on, instead of us looking for new cheese, our job might be our cheese, our relationship can be our cheese, our personal life can be our cheese. And when we find ourselves in a cheeseless situation, instead of us looking for new cheese, instead of us going through the maze again and looking for new cheese, we remain in a cheeseless situation. We expect some kind of miracle to happen, and by the time we are ready to go out and look for new cheese, it's almost like it's too late. So we should always know that the first lesson is change happens. Always know that change happens. Life is bound to change. Everything is bound to change. Relationships are bound to change. Work areas are bound to change. Your boss might sack you. Something might happen and change would happen. So we should always know that change happens. The cheese keep changing. They keep moving the cheese from one station to another. The second lesson Hall wrote is anticipate change. We should always have it in our mind. That way, change won't take us unawares. When you are in a work, anticipate that, okay, change might happen. Something might happen one day, and my boss will tell me that I can no longer work for him. In this relationship I am in now, change can happen. With that anticipation, when change happens, it won't take us unawares because we have already prepared ourselves for change. And then we should adapt to change quickly. It's okay when change happens. It's okay, like him and her, it was okay for them to rest a bit before they start running through the maze looking for another cheese. But then while resting a bit, don't get too comfortable with resting a bit, because the irony of this thing is that we might like, when we feel, okay, since this change has happened, let me just rest a bit before I look for new cheese, we'll get too comfortable to the extent that you might not want to stand up to look for new cheese. Like him and her, they got too comfortable with the fact that there was no cheese, and then they were expecting some sort of miracle. They were not adapting to it at all. They were so comfortable with that fact. But Sniff and Scurry, they were able to adapt immediately. Like, they started looking for new cheese. So adapt to change quickly. It's okay to... I saw a post also, and the person was like, when you fall, it's okay to lie there and take a nap and then stand up and move again. It's okay that when change happens, you sit for a while, but then don't get too comfortable with resting. Adapt to change quickly. Start devising means to look for new cheese. Then the fourth lesson, I'm not counting. Another lesson is enjoying change. Yes, enjoying change. When change, why her was running through the maze, at a point it was no longer about him finding new cheese. He was actually enjoying the situation. He was running through the maze. He was enjoying the adventure that comes with looking for he was enjoying the adventure that comes with looking for new cheese. So learn to enjoy change. Like, don't be so sober all the time. Look at it in a different light. There are times things happen, maybe your job, your relationship, your personal life. Look at that change. Like, look at it in a different light. In a different light, look at it as it's an adventure for you to embark on. Maybe you are to learn things from it. And the last lesson is, be ready to change quickly and enjoy it. That's once you anticipate change. That's it. This last lesson is tied to anticipation of change. Once you anticipate change, you always know that, okay, things change. What if this situation changed? What if this thing changed? And then change might not be that. Okay, one thing I failed to establish is that it was actually in a gathering. Some friends gathered for a reunion, and that was when someone told them the story. So it's like a story within a story and a story in one book, two stories in one book. So after the person told them the story, they had a discussion. And the discussion they had is that this change might not be that you are actually getting a new cheese entirely. It might be that there's something you have been doing before and then it's not working out for you. You need to devise new means to do that thing. It might still be an old cheese, but with a new way of doing it. It might be that in your work area, you've been complaining, no promotion, no this, no that, no raise in salary. It might be that what you've been doing one routine over and over again. So you need to change. Like, you need to devise new way. You need to go out and look for new cheese on how to do that thing. So that is it for this episode. Learn to adapt to change. Anticipate change. When change comes, don't just sit there sulking and all that. Learn to adapt to change. Life is not constant. Things keep changing. In fact, the world itself is not static. The world rotates. So change always occurs. But how do you handle change when change occurs? Thank you for listening to this episode. Please and please listen and share. Don't forget to subscribe. If you are following or if you are listening on Google Podcast, you can subscribe. You can also follow me on Instagram, Precious Ore, with the hashtag Unwind with Presh and Precious Moment. You can also rate and review if you are using Apple Podcasts. Thanks once again for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Stay blessed.